כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this Shabbos is Parshas Chukas. And in Parshas Chukas, we learn Dine Tume V'Taharo. And today we will discuss a very broad-based, fundamental sugya, which touches upon so many different sugyas. Toiras Kli. How do we define Kalim, the DNA Torah? This is such a broad sugya. If we really wish to master this sugya, we need to dedicate one's man or an entire year to Zdorim in Koilo. But as I usually do, I will try to focus, and we will discuss briefly four different concepts, four sugyas. We start off with Tumas Kalim, because that is the most complex, the most complicated, and the only one that's Min HaTorah. Masechet Kalim is the biggest Masechet in Shas. I don't know whether you're aware of that, because very few people learn Seder Taharis. 30 Prokim. But in Masechet Kalim, we have neither Bavli nor Yerushalmi. If we would have Gemara, probably would be bigger than Bava Basra. Some Rishonim say that the three Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Messiah, Bava Basra, are one Masechet, and the Gemara says, Kila Nazik, and Chodah Masechet. And some Rishonim divide Masechet Kelim into Bava Kama, Bava Messiah, Bava Basra, but anyway. We start off with Tumas Kelim, and then we're going to deal briefly with Toras Kli B'Shabbos, Muktzah. Because one cannot be metantled Shabbos only Ochlan Amashkin or Kalim. Kol Sheino Teres Kli, also bet little b'Shabbos is Muktzah. How do we define Kli legabe Muktzah? Kli benetilis Yudayim lepat ve Kiddush Hayoyim. So let's start off with Tumas Kalim. Very first Alochan Rambam in Hilchos Kalim, the Rambam writes, Shiva mina Kalim akablam Tumah. Abagodim vahasakim, and then kli or kli etzem, kli etz, kli matechet, vekli cheres, kli zchuches. Dahainu glass, mekavatum emidei rabbonim, gezeirot otum matches, kli adomo, kli avonim ki gilolim, vessels kelim that are made out of earth, dirt, glole boker, or rock, loy tzulfo bekufshen, eino mekavran tumah lo min haTorah velo min haRabbanan, no tumah at all. So, this fundamental halacha is all about the material from which the kelim are made of. But the various different types of kelim have different halachas. Velo hareize ka hareize. Shute klei etz toherim, shute klei matchis tameim. Golme klei matchis toherim, golme klei etz toherim. Klei cheres metame ma'aviroi, klei matchis megaboi. All these halachas are halachas l'Moshe Mesinai. Like Rashi writes in the beginning of our parsha, chukim chukakti, gzeres gozarti, ve'enach lishus la'arer achareihem. So Tumas Kalim is complicated. And it's not logic. But the Chazanish has an interesting definition in Tumas Kalim. So the Chazanish is Simen Tes Vav Ois Aleph, and he explains the Mishnah Masechet Kalim Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. Kores Achitzim Tameo, Kores Asirim Tohero. So Koirim is a plank of wood. That's a Koira. The Koira of prisoners is Tohero. Kores Achitzim Tameo. Kodesh Hachitzim is like a target. When you have shooting practice, whether it's a bow and arrow, or it's a gun, or it's a rifle. So Kodesh Hachitzim, Temeo, Kodesh Asurim, that you use to lock up prisoners, Toiro. Why is Kodesh Asurim Toiro? Tefes Yisrael says, I don't know how it's defined in English, but in the old storybooks, when people treated prisoners in such a cruel fashion. So they put their legs into a wooden structure. So there was the bottom plank, with two semicircles cut out, and the upper plank, you put the prisoner's feet into that plank, and you lock them up, and you lock those two planks together, and he couldn't move, he couldn't stand up. So the Tiferes Yisrael writes, so when you lock that gadget, that device, it's mechub al karka. Kol davar shemechub al karka dina kekarka v'yena mekabel tuma. Chazanish, I think he understands what is Kodesh Asirim different, what it is, and it's a different interpretation. Chazanish says, Kodesh Kli depends on tsuro. It is only when something has a certain form, and that form makes it suitable to do the job which we intend to do with that kli, that gives the Torah's kli. According to the Chazanish, Kodesh Hasidim is just a plank of wood. Doesn't have a tzura. And we use it just because it is so heavy that the prisoner can't get it off his feet. That is Kodesh Hasidim. And because it lacks form, that is why it doesn't have a Torah's kli. I think the Chazanish in Tumas Kelim is a big chiddush. But even before I saw the Chazanish, that was my definition, Torah's Kli, legabe tiltul, kelem, and shamas. A Kli is something that has a certain tzura, a certain form, and people give it that form because that makes it fitting to do the job. I wrote a tshuva, and this tshuva will be printed in this week's shir. I wrote a tshuva about matches. Do matches have a Torah's Kli or not? What is the Nafka Minna? Kli shemalachte le'isu muta natalte le'tzorech gufa le'tzorech mekoimoi. Ma she'en by Torah's Kli asu natalte lo le'tzorech gufa lo le'tzorech mekoimoi. So a match definitely is a Kli shemalachte le'isu, but it's not chesor and kiss. Costs fracture of a penny, of a cent. Does it have a Torah's Kli? And my maskuna was it does. Because it has a certain form that is very sensible. The other long matches if you want to put on many candles. The other small ones if you want to put on one candle. You have a very, very suitable form. Not too thick, not too thin. Not round, easy to hold. Long enough to protect your fingers from getting burned. So Torah's Kli and Shabbos depends on form. That is my understanding in Hilchas Shabbos. Does Torah's Kli b'Shabbos depend on Torah's Kli b'Tumah? Well, regarding Shabbos, it is clear to me, makes no difference whatsoever what the material is. What material the Kli is made of. Unlike Tumah. Everybody understands that Kli Shchuchas or even Kli Avonim, what's the difference what it's made of? It is only by Tumah, which there's a difference in the hardware, in the material, not by Shabbos. But regarding the essence of the Kli, would we compare Shabbos to Tumah? That's a machlokes Abaye and Rava, Shabbos Kuf Chav Gemal Amud Aleph. Rava Bar Rabba asked Rev Yosef, Machat shenit lechoida oy uktso. A machat. What's a machat in English? Sometimes words escape me. I don't think it's a pin. A needle. A needle which you put a thread into the needle. So the needle essentially has two parts. It has the head with a hole, and you put the thread into that hole. And that is either called kofa shal machat or charoro shal machat. And then there's the ukas, there's the spitz, there's the point. So Rava asked the question, a broken needle, in which either the point was broken off, or the top of the needle, the hole was broken off. Mutel ataltaloi? And he says, of course. Legabi tumme vitahara, shevekli is not makabal tumme, but bishabis, you still could use it, you could take it to take something that's stuck into your flesh, you know, a kites got into your flesh, and you could take it out with that broken needle. So the Gemara asks, but the Gabbat Tumah Vitaru, we learn, it's not Makabal Tumah. Rabbi Yosef says, Abaye says, Why do you compare Tumas Kalim to Shabbos? They have nothing to do one with another. B'tumah kli ma'isa be'inan. B'Shabbos midid chazilei be'inan. By tumah, it is only when the kli is in a proper form that it could be defined as kli ma'isa b'Shabbos, as long as you could use it as a Torah's kli. Rava disagrees with Abayim. And Rava says, man de komoisev shapa komoisev. Midid le'inyin tumah lav kli, le'inyin Shabbos lav kli. We do compare. But then the Gemara asks Alibe de Rava, machat she'ein bo koitz oy charora mitelat altar b'Shabbos v'loy amro gemara kli el inyan tuma belvad. So there is a difference between Tumas Kelim and Shabbos. Now Abaye responds instead of Rava. Abaye and Rava are barei plukta. They are the two antagonists. They are the two bala machloikas. But they learned l'shem shemayim. So Abaye comes to reconcile the opinion of Rava, and Abaye is machalik. When the machat is broken, we compare Shabbos to Tumas Kelim. And if it's not a kli l'inyan tumah, it's not a kli l'inyan Shabbos. But when the machat is not broken, it just is before gemar malacha. It's not yet a finished product. L'gabe tumah, it's not makabel tumah. L'gabe Shabbos, it is. So there's a machlokes Abaye and Rava. To what extent, to what degree do we learn Shabbos from Tumas Kelim? According to Abaye, baklal not. According to Rava, it depends. Difference between Golmi Kelim and Klish and Nishba. So there is somewhat of a kesha between Tumah and Shabbos. And this brings us to sugya number 3. Netilas Yudai. Minchas Osho on Corona, the English version, just came out lately, which is quite different than the Hebrew one, than the Lashon Kodesh one. But a Minchas Osho Corona Semachov Darad, I wrote a tshuva about Netilas Yudayim in a disposable cup, plastic or paper, because people were so careful. Whatever you use, dispose of, and don't transfer things from one hand to the other and have 100 people touching the same object and spreading the disease and the virus. So I was asked, disposable cup lagabi Netilas Yudayim. And I also wrote a tshuva many years ago lagabi Kiddush. Primarily, I was Isaac and DNA, Kalim, Tumas Kalim. And I wanted to prove for many sources of Masechet Kalim, a kli that cannot be used more than once, does not have a Torah's kli. It's not makabel tumah. But if theoretically you could reuse it, even though people don't do so, and they throw it away, it still has a Torah's kli. That was my opinion that I developed. But how do we define a kli legabi Netilas Yudayim? So first of all, in that shuvah, I made it clear there are 4 different dinam and Netilas Yudayim. Netilas Yudayim to bread, Netilas Yudayim to tefillah, Netilas Yudayim when you get up in the morning, and Netilas Yudayim b'yoytzei mebeis hakiso. Lav b'chod ha'machta machtinan lehu. The halachas are different. Netilas Yudayim lepas necessitates a kli, and without a kli, even b'diyeved, it's not defined as Netilas Yudayim, you cannot eat bread. And if you made a brocha, it's a brocha levatol. Tilas Yudayim l'tfilah, only l'chatchili you need a kli. Beis HaKisi, you get up in the morning, midas chasidis. So let us focus on Tilas Yudayim l'pas. Why do we need a kli? Gemara meforesh es churan kuv zayin amedalat you need a kli, but the Gemara doesn't say why, the Rashba does. And the Rashba is quoted in kuv nuntes, v'is Yosef Mishneh Brura at the beginning of the simon. Chazal learned Netilas Yadayim Lepas from Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Migdash, when the Kohenim come into the Beis HaMikdash before they could offer the sacrifices, they need to wash their hands from the Kior, and the Kior was a Kli. And that is why Netilas Yadayim necessitates a Kli. The other pshat of the Rashba is Kiddush Mechatos, Por Aduma, Mayim Chayim El Keli, you need a Kli. What defines a kli legabe Netilas Yudayim? Is it similar to Tumah V'Tahara? No. Because in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and the source of this aruch is a Mishnah Masechet Yadayim B'Koil Noitlin. Even Klei Adoma, Klei Avonim, Klei Glolim. These 3 types of kelim are not Makabel Tumah, Lo Men HaTorah V'Lo Men HaRabbanan. But they're kosher legabe Netilas Yudayim, and that's a Mishnah Mefereshes in Yadayim. So Natilas Yadayim does not depend on Torah. But we saw just a few moments ago, Negavi Shabbos, Kli Gilolim, Kli Adoma, Kli Avonim, Mutal Ataltalim. And I differentiated between the essence of a Kli and the material from which a Kli is made. So Negavi Natilas Yadayim, we could make the same Chilek. Yes, Negavi Natilas Yadayim, it does not matter at all what the material is, because that is only Halacha L'Mishum HaSinai. But maybe when we're dealing with the essence of a Kli, we do learn Netilas Yadayim from Tumas Kelim. Maybe. So in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, Shulchan Aruch says, and it is based on the Gemara in Chulchan Kuf Zayin. What are the criteria? What makes a clear Kli Legamei Natilas Yadayim? It needs to be Osui Lekabel Mashken, and it needs to be Machzik Revius. The Kli needs to be able to hold the Revius, like this cup standing, without a need to lean it on a wall. A plastic bag is not kosher Natilas Yadayim. Because if you don't lean it on something, or hold it, can't hold the Revius. But a cup is okay. So it needs to be osui lemashkin, and that is why a bag that you take from the supermarket is not kosher Natilas Yadayim. Because it's made for solids, not for liquids. It needs to be osui lemashkin. Sak vekupa einam ksherim lenatilas yadayim. Do we learn from Toma? Maybe yes. So in Shulchan Aruch there's a sif, Magufas Chuvias, the top of a barrel. If you could turn it over, upside down, it holds the Revius, kosher Natilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Kun Tes Vav, Hu Adin Lekol Kisei HaKelim, the cover of any other Kli. And the Chazon Ish disagrees, in Simachov Beis Arachayim, Hilchos Natilas Yadayim, the Chazon Ish argues. In Mesechet Kelim Mevuar, Kisui Kelim, Einam Makabel Tuma. And if they're not Makabel Tumas Kelim, there won't be a Kli Legabe Natilas Yadayim. And I wonder, Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, Ksheir Matilis Adayim, Af Bishenim, Akar Matum Eskelim. Liyashev Divrei HaChazanish, we need to differentiate like we did before. There's a difference between the essence of a Kli and the material. Regarding the material, Tum Eskelim, Yeshdin, Shivu Mina Kelim, that's a Lochal Mashem Sinai. Tilis Adayim, it doesn't depend at all what the material is. However, when we deal with the essence of a Kli, maybe we do learn from Tumah, as we saw Machlokes Abayah v'Rova in Masechet Shabbos Legabei Muktzeh. And that's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I would say, doesn't depend. Doesn't depend. The Mashal b'Chlal has a Gevaldige Chiddush. Yam Shel Shloim Achul in Perek Ches, on that very same Sugya Daf Kuf Zayin. Simachov Zayin, once again, Simalamed Beis, the Yamshe Shloim argues, by Natilas Yadayim, you need a Kli Choshuv. And a Kli Choshuv is not just anything. He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet. I said before, Lagabe Natilas Yadayim, it needs to be a Kli Osu Lekabel Mashken. However, Shulchan Aruch says, a hat, Koivish Shalavadin, not a soft hat, but a hard one, like the yeshivish hats, the chassidish hats. Kosher Natilas Yadayim. Why? Because sometimes if a person doesn't have a cup, he'll drink out of his hat. Well, we live in a different world. I don't know anyone today that would drink out of his hat. Obviously, we're more sensitive to hygiene, to aesthetics than they were once. But the Shulchan Aruch says, and the sources in the Rishayim, sometimes people would drink out of their hats, and that's why it's defined as osur lemashkin and it's kosher. The Mashal says a hat is not a kli choshuv. Siv Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know how this would be called, but you know it's a physical law, a law of physics, that if you have a kli that's full of water, even though it has holes on the bottom. But if air can't get in, water won't come out. So you have like a ball. It has a little hole on the top and many holes on the bottom. You immerse it totally in water. It gets filled up with water. You cover it up with your finger and you take it out. Water won't come out of those holes. Gravitation won't bring water out. It is only if you lift your finger, air gets in, water will come out. I do not recall how this law is defined. Shulchan Aruch says that's kosher and atiras yadayim. Marshal Yam Shushloim says no, it's not akli choshev. So, the Taz quotes the Yam Shushloim, the Mugan of Rome doesn't, I think. Kufnun Tassif Kotn Zayin. And I have two questions. First of all, why is it not a kli choshev? How do we define a kli choshev? Why is a kli that's made out of glolei bokor, tsoyas bokor, is a kli choshev, and this device is not a kli choshev? Why? And why is a hat not a kli choshev? I don't know. But where did he take that netilas yadayim necessitates a kli choshev? It's not found in Chazal or the Rishonim. Who says you need a kli choshev? I don't know. So as I mentioned before, Mincha Sosha Simcha of Dalet, I said, a paper cup is kosher netilas yadayim. Well, maybe the Mashal would say it's not a kli choshev. Who says? Maybe it is. And let us not forget, the Mashal is choylek on the Shulchan Aruch, halochek ke Shulchan Aruch, ein halochek ke Mashal. Brings us to Kiddush. So Rav Moshe Chelek Gimel Semenun Tes Rav Chaim says, you can't make Kiddush on a paper cup, and why not? Reish Ayin Aleph is Dinei Kiddush. And we are sent to Kuf Pe Gimel, which is Dinei Berchus HaMozen, Kosher Brocha. Same Kosher Brocha, Berchus HaMozen and Kiddush. And one of the Asura Devorim Shener of a Kosher Brocha needs to be whole, Sholem. If it's a broken cup or it has a crack, Posel a Kiddush. Even if the bottom is broken. You know, it's a Becha that has a bottom. So the upper part, where you pour the wine in, is whole. Doesn't have a leak. But the bottom has a little break. L'chatchil etzposel, only b'shas etchak b'diyevet, it's kosher. So Rav Moshe says a plastic cup or a paper cup, a disposable, is worse than a broken cup. And I don't know why it's worse. It's better. This is whole and that's not whole. This is a kli and that's not a kli. What's the problem with a disposable cup? So in the many tshuvas I wrote on this topic, I said, and I proved this from many sugyas in Masechet Kelim, a kli that is ra'ui la'amoid has a Torah's kli, legabe tumas kelim, and the same regarding Kiddush. So there's a certain similarity between Kiddush and Atiras Yadayim, both of them in the Rabbanon. I think by Kiddush it's more reasonable to say we need a kois choshuv than by Atiras Yadayim, because after all, Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's Shabbos Kodesh, it's Yom Tov. But even by Kiddush, I think a plastic cup is a kli l'kol davar. My guess would be that Moshe, in his shuvah that was written 70 years ago, talks about paper cups that were more common in those days. And a paper cup is not really fitting for reuse. It absorbs water, hot water more so, but even cold water. And after a few minutes, it becomes too soft. You could only use it efficiently in immediacy. But after some time, it absorbs water, it becomes soft, and it's not fitting for use. Maybe that's what Rav Moshe means when he says it's like a kli shovel, and he agreed. But plastic cups could be used 1,000 times, 100 times. We live in an age of plenty, in an age of abundance. And our life is defined by two things. We don't mind wasting money, and we're lazy. And the combination of the two brings a huge industry of disposables. Once people worked hard, and they didn't matter, they didn't mind to wash the dishes. But we're living in a different world. And there are, I think, plastic disposables. Kosher l'atil esenayim, kosher l'kiddush hayoyim, as I explained. Before sharing with you a Dvar Torah on the Parsha, I just apologize because I forgot to say this at the beginning of this year. Divra Torah today is dedicated le'ilu nishmosam of Reb Chaim Abba ben Reb Yosef, Yortzeit Lamed Sivan Tov Shemem Zayin, and Moris Rocha Leah, Basab Chaim Osho Olinsky, the mother of my dear friend, our dear friend, that does so much to disseminate my Torah, the mother of Reb Chaim Olinsky. And Baruch Hashem, the Olinskys have a simcha in the family. Yoshua, Chaim's grandson, Yonatan's son, is getting bar mitzvah next week. So the Ovis should be Melitzi Yosha for the entire family, and they should have so much nachas. So in this week's parsha, we learn about Mei Merivo, which was a sin, a transgression, and Moshe Aharon paid a terrible price for the chet of Mei Merivo, and they were not to enter and bring the people, bring the nation into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishonim debate what exactly was the Aveira, what did they do wrong. So it is clear it is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim chasidav kechut asara that they were liable and they were punished. But still, what did they do wrong? What exactly was the Aveira? What was the chait? And I want to discuss various different approaches of the Rishonim and the way I understand them. Rashi writes, Yan, Asher lo yamante bi lahakdish ayini, she'elu dibaratem al hasel v'hoytzei yisim hakodesh le'einu edom. If you would talk to the rock, and he would bring forth water, that would be a Kiddush Hashem. And the Jews, Bnei Yisrael, would say, the rock doesn't see, he doesn't hear, he doesn't understand. And he is Mekayim, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Kal v'chaim, we need to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But instead, Moshe hit the Sela, so the Kiddush Hashem was lost or diminished. And the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban has two questions. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe to talk to the rock, why did he say kachas amato? Why didn't he need a stick if all you want to do is talk? Second question, the miracle is the same. A rock doesn't give water, neither when you talk to it or when you hit it. Same nace. What is the difference? My understanding in Rashi would be, it's not about the nace. It's not about the miracle. That generation were used to miracles. They had miracles all the time. They all witnessed the 10 plagues. They all witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. They got man and slav every day. Anani Yakovet. They were full of miracles. They were enveloped in miracles. They experienced miracles every day. It was about the musar, about the teaching. Bnei Yisrael was supposed to see that the rock does it, it's saying Hashem. And I think one kasha of the Ramban answers the other. Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take the stick. And I want the Bnei Yisrael to understand, Moshe holds a big stick, but he prefers not to hit. He prefers to talk. And that stick is like a threat. Please, listen to me because I don't want to hit you. That is the message Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to convey to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, listen to me. I don't want to hit you. Ki Eloi achboitz b'moisa ameis, ki em b'shuvoi midrocho v'chai. I don't want you to suffer. Your pain is my pain, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please listen. Before I need to punish you. And that message was lost when Moshe hits the rock. That's the way I understand Rashi. Then the Rambam quotes the Rambam. Perek Dalad Shmoyne Prokem Hagdomer Masechet Tovis. The Rambam writes, the Aveda was that Moshe and Aaron acted angrily. And you have no right to be angry at Bnei Yisrael, who don't deserve your wrath, your anger. And the Ramban totally disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says, it is inconceivable, unreasonable, impossible that Aaron HaKohen was angry. B'sholoim u'b'mishor holach imam. Adam Avinu is the most unangry person in the world. Oyev Sholem, Roidev Sholem, Oyev Esabrias, Makabra Torah. And the same goes to Moshe. So I want to tell you how I understand the Rambam. Yes, they weren't angry. But sometimes a leader must act as if he is really angry. And that is what Chazal say, Zroik Mora B'Talmidim. There's a gewaltige Mamer of Reb Itzel Petterburger, the greatest disciple of Reb Sosalanto and Sefer Koich Ve'Or. Many sources in Shas we see Reb Eliezer ben Horganus was the angry one. He was the Kabbadin. Reb Itzel says, Chas V'Shalom, to cast a shadow on the midos of Reb Eliezer ben Horganus. He understood Lefi Shorish Nishmosi. That is his style of leadership, of Hanhoges Atzibu. That is what the Rambam means. Yes, Moshe and Aaron weren't angry, but they pretended to be angry, and that was an Aveira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to lead be'ahava u'bechemla, with love and with warmth, not with anger. That's my understanding of the Rambam. So the Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. The Aveda was a nuance. They said, Haminasela haze noitzile chamayim, as if it's your power. They didn't say, Haminasela haze yoitzi Hashem lechamayim, noitzile chamayim. Is it your power? Or is it all miyad Hashem? There's a medish that says, when the Malachim said, story of Avraham Avinu and Lot, Ki mashchisem anachnu esayir, they were nitchum etachas kamfei Shechina, 138 years that they were at Makabel Pnei Shechina because of one word, mashchisem anachanu, as if our power and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbeinu Chananel quoted by the Ramban, that was the chet of Mei Meriva. But let me share with you a thought which to me is the most moving of all. Kaches hamato beheya yidiya, which stick, which one? So all the others understand Mata Moshe. Ibn Ezra, Rashbam, Cheskuni, three great early commentators that are showing him, they say, no, it's Mata Aharon. It's not the stick of Moshe. It is the cane of the rod, the cane, the stick of Aharon. How do they know that? Vayikach Moshe es amata melifnei Hashem. What does lifnei Hashem mean? That's Mata Aharon, just in last week's parsha and Koirach. All the Nesiim brought their canes, their sticks, to the Beis HaMikdash. And only Mata Aharon Hoytzitzitz v'yigmol shkeidim. That is the Mata Melefnei Hashem. That was in the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, because that's what he did many years earlier in Parshas B'Shalach. Same story unfolded. There was no water. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, v'hekachas amata v'kisu betzur. That's what he did. And the rock gave water. Moshe understand, it's deja vu, same story all over again. That was a mistake. That was Mata Moshe. Mata Moshe hikes ayoyor. Mata Moshe split the sea. Moshe Rabbein was Mata, is the one that punished Paroi ve'eretz Mitzrayim. Mata Aharon doesn't hit. That's not Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Sholem, Roidev Sholem, Oyev Sabrias. Mata Aharon brings peace to the world. Mata Aharon was trying to prove to Koirach that he's making an awful mistake. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you use Mata Aharon, you shall understand. Mata Aharon talks. It doesn't hit. It doesn't hurt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with us. Kiru revavchem, va'al begideichem. Please open your ears, open your hearts, listen to me, observe by mitzvahs, before it'll be too late. Before chas v'sholom v'chem ishfucho b'shetzef ketzef emloch aleichem. Listen to me, and you will have no pain and no suffering. So let us listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bepsayres toivis Yeshuas v'nachomis, we should be zoche to Yeshuas v'lam amen, be as goel tzedek, v'mheiro v'yomeinu.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111